And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another with all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the Father. Let's pray. Lord, we are thankful. We could be here all night long and into eternity if we really were to count every blessing. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I stand before you thankful for your gospel and thankful for the word that you've given us. And as we turn to it, Lord, would you use it in our hearts and our lives? We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Do the next thing. Do the next thing. Those are words that my mother said to me over and over and over through the years. And I would be even in my teenage years and even into adulthood, I would get overwhelmed and I would begin to vent and I would go to my mother and inevitably, eventually, the words would come, do the next thing. Jeremy, just do the next thing. And I actually thought that she made that up. Like, you know, I thought, man, that was, you know, I thought those words were from her. It wasn't until very recently that I learned that they came from probably an obscure poem that was made famous by the missionary. What was her name? Elizabeth Elliot. Yeah, thank you. Sorry. And she quoted it in a book. She didn't write it, but she quoted it. And one of the stanzas goes like this. It says, "Do it immediately. Do it with prayer. Do it reliantly, casting all care. Do it with reverence, tracing his hand, who placed it before thee with earnest command. Stayed on omnipotence, safe neath his wing. Leave all the resultings, and do the next thing." And so it turns out it wasn't from my mom, and I was kind of bummed out about that. And it actually wasn't even from Frozen 2. I don't know, there's a song out that is very close to that, for those of you who have seen it. But the reason I bring this up is because the words that I read from Colossians come in the midst of Paul talking to the Colossian Christians, and he's telling them a bunch of things that they need to be doing. There's a lot of things to do as a Christian. We have a lot to do. And sometimes that can overwhelm us. It shouldn't overwhelm us. The Christian walk is all through Colossians, and that's what Paul's subject is. And he describes all of these things. But really, and this is an important distinction that we need to make, our doing, our working, our walking comes out of the things that we are praising God for already, which is what he's already done. He's already done it. It is finished. And so our doing then, even though it can be overwhelming to us, comes out of what he's already done. And he equips us for that, and he calls us to that. And so Paul is able to come to the Colossians, and he's able to say these things to them. And he lets them know that there are things as a Christian that they need to do. There are things that they need to stop doing, and there are things that they need to start doing. But really, it is all wrapped up in Jesus and what he's already done. And because of that, because of what Jesus has done, he says there's this overarching mentality. There's this outlook or this attitude that we all need to have as Christians when we're doing all these things. And it needs to permeate our lives. And of course, it's thankfulness. He comes back to it over and over and over in this letter. Thankfulness. And in the verses that I just read, there he says it three times in three verses. In each verse. Be thankful, he says, with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Give thanks to God the Father through Jesus. And some of us, maybe sitting in this room, might be wondering how. How in the world to be thankful right now? For some of us, it may be super easy. things might be going pretty well. But for others of us, it may be a struggle just to find out how in the world I can be thankful right now, genuinely thankful. A step in the right direction is to do what we've already done. And you guys made the preaching real easy, because basically everything that I was going to say has already been said. But it's important to count our blessings. In tough times, it's even more important. It's critical to count our blessings. Pastor Les and Linda would encourage us to make a what? A thank list, right? We've heard that. Make a thank list. Get a piece of paper out and make a thank list. It's important to do those things, especially when times are tough. It's important for us to see that giving thanks and making thanks lists, what it does for us is it pulls our eyes where? Up. Right? It pulls our eyes off ourselves. It pulls our eyes off of our circumstance, negative though it may be. It pulls our eyes off all of these things, and it pulls our eyes up to Him. Because we know that all good things come from Him. All good things come from Him. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. That's James reminds us of that. Every good gift, everything that we could mention for all of eternity comes from God. It came from Him. It comes from Him in His grace. And to lay hold of some of the good things that God has done for us, we really ought to. If we can't, and I remember the story that Pastor tells where he was sitting at the security desk and he's like, man, I don't want to be thankful, you know, but I'm thankful for the coffee, I guess. I have free coffee, I'm thankful for it. And I remember that story, you know. And so maybe we can't even like grasp for any of the things that were mentioned. Maybe we're too far down. Then what do we reach for? We reach for this, right? We reach for this. Because the thing is, as soon as we get our hands on this book, as soon as we get our fingers in these pages, we already have something to be thankful for. Right? Because we have it. We have in here, right, an expression of God to us. The omnipotent, all-powerful God has expressed Himself in words. And in this country, we have piles of them. You know, we have the Word. We have the Bible. And so we can praise Him for His Word, and we can thank Him for His Word. So just even to hold it. And even if we opened this book and the only thing that we had was Colossians chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. Even if we only had those verses, that's enough to be thankful for. That's enough to be thankful for. And so I just want to walk through those verses and see, we can see inside those verses just some of the things. Some phenomenal things that we can be thankful for. So let's look at 3:15 again real quick. He says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Peace of Christ. We have the peace of Christ if we're Christians in our hearts. The peace of Christ. And that peace can be translated, listen to this, the tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ. And so fearing nothing from God and content with its earthly lot, whatever that may be. Let me read that one more time. The tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ, and so fearing nothing from God, and content with its earthly lot, whatever sort that lot is. Wow, that's peace. That's peace of Christ. And where does that come from? Where can it come from? Where could we possibly get a hold of that peace? And Paul, actually, we're not going to go through it, but if you turn through Colossians, starting in chapter 1, he starts out and he says, I'm so thankful to you, Colossian Christian, or for you, because of your faith, because you know the gospel, because it's bearing fruit and increasing in you. And so he says, I'm thankful for your salvation, but then he turns them to Jesus Christ. And in some of the best language that there is in the New Testament, right, he says these things about Jesus. He says that Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, and by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And we talked about that. My son talked about that, but we sang about that. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things. All things, whether on earth or in heaven. And guess what? Making what? Peace by the blood of his cross. Amen. God has made peace through the blood of Jesus Christ between us and him. When we consider our sinfulness and his holiness, and we just talked about this the other week, he has made peace. And we can have that peace. And so our encouragement from Paul is not to just have the peace or to think about the peace or to meditate on the peace, although we should do that. We should spend the rest of tonight and all day tomorrow and the rest of our lives trying to meditate on just that thought, right? That Jesus has died in order to make us right with God. Jesus has died to cover us, and we sang about that. But it's not even just about meditating. It's about letting it rule in our hearts. Let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts. Let it rule when circumstances come. Let it rule when all of these things seem to be going wrong. Let it rule when we're overwhelmed and we got this big to-do list and we can't figure out where to start and we just got to do the next thing. We need to let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts. Here's the question I have to ask. I'm going to ask the room, right? Do you know what that is? Do you know what that's about? Right, Bill, well, I'm going to mention you in a minute, brother. But do we know the peace of Christ? If you don't know the peace of Christ, if you're thinking, man, I have no peace, I don't even know what you're talking about. My encouragement to you is to turn to Jesus. My urging to you is to turn to him. If he's pointing things out and he's saying, right here, right here, right here, these are the things, then just confess your sins to him. Turn to him, be saved, and get peace. Peace by his death, peace by his resurrection, peace in Christ. Verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Lots of stuff to be thankful in those verses. The word of Christ dwelling in us richly, and we already talked about the Bible. Some people praise God for the Bible. We sang about the Bible. I talked about the Bible just a minute ago, but we have the word. We have his word. And so we need to let it dwell in us, and the language here is really neat. But the way that we let it dwell in us isn't just by thinking about Scripture and memorizing Scripture and even hiding it in our hearts. That's all super important, and that's all things that we need to be doing. But the dwell is actually letting it influence us richly together. And we do that by doing these things, by teaching, by admonishing one another in wisdom. That's how we let the word of God dwell in us richly, in and among us, richly. By teaching it, by preaching it, right? By even correcting with it. That lets it dwell in us richly. And when we do that, right, we can be thankful. Because it will wash us, it will cleanse us, it will help us, and it'll turn us from our sin. That's how we let it dwell in us. And we can be thankful. And something that's wrapped up in that, and we thanked God for it already again, is that's impossible to do. We can't let the word of God dwell in us without each other. It's not possible. That doesn't work. We can't teach. We can't admonish. It all depends on us being together as a body. And so we can be thankful for that. You see the two words there in the middle of verse 16, the one another. Right? Teaching, admonishing one another. Aren't we thankful for the one another? I'm thankful for the one another. I'm thankful for you guys. We're not just saying that, right? The things that have been said already about the beautiful church. Right? God's church, not the building. God's church. Right? It's a beautiful thing. I can honestly say, listen, I would not rather go through a 10-year building program or a 2-year building program or whatever, right, with any other group of people, right, than this group of people. I wouldn't rather go through it. It's making us stronger. It's a mess, and it's frustrating, and it's tough, and it just turns me up inside sometimes when I think about it. Poor Pastor Les, he's been encouraging me all day because I think he sensed it. He's just like, man, it's going to be all right. But I wouldn't rather go through that with anybody else but y'all.
That's right.
We need each other, right? Who cares about whatever. But let's go through it together, right? I wouldn't rather mourn the loss of a brother in Christ with anybody but you guys. You know? It's going to happen. It's going to happen more. And we might not have any warning. But guess what? I'm thankful that we get to do it together. Right? It's making us stronger. It's preparing us for heaven. We don't know when we're going to go. But man, we can go through this life together. We can go through these tough times together. And so we can be thankful for the one another, Thankful for the word dwelling in us richly. Thankful for the one another. And look what he says at the rest of verse 16. Thankful for psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Thankful for music. Thankful for it. He mentions it right there. I'm thankful for church music. I'm thankful for sacred music. I'm thankful for good traditional music. I'm thankful for good contemporary music. Thankful for music that honors the Lord and gives glory and honor to him. I'm thankful for music that lifts our spirits and helps us to point our eyes and fix our eyes on him. I'm thankful for that. Thankful for singing. Thankful for scripture memorization. Thankful for the Psalms. We need to get into those things. We need to get them in our heads and in our heart. We do need to do all that meditation. We do need to hide it in our hearts, but that needs to permeate our gatherings. Psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, quoting verses together, singing together, singing to and for each other to him, in honor of him, our King. Thankful for those things. Thankful for those things. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Thankfulness in your hearts to God. And lastly, in verse 17, it says, whatever you do in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Whatever we do, in word or in deed, giving thanks to God the Father through him, through Jesus. What does that look like? I think at the very least, it's got to look like prayer, like very near constant prayer. If everything I do, I'm giving thanks to the Father through Jesus Christ, I must be praying all the time. We need to pray like that. We need to pray all the time, constantly in prayer. Over in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18, Paul said this. He said, rejoice always. What? Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So constant prayer, constant thankful prayer for what the Lord is doing and what he's allowing us to do. We got our just do the next thing, right? But we can do that with thankfulness. We can do that in prayer. Not only that, but it probably looks like what we did here tonight a little bit, where we tell other people what the Lord has done, you know? Calling out Tim DeWeese. You know, I heard that testimony a little bit in the back of the sanctuary before I heard it to all y'all. He was telling Pastor, hey, you know what? This is what was going on. Right? We need to share victories when the Lord does things in our lives. We give him praise and honor and glory. We give him thanks to each other. We send texts. We make phone calls. We say, hey, you know, this is what the Lord's doing. It's important for us to know that. It's important for us to hear that. Right? It's important for us. And scripture backs this up in Psalm 71. We read, my mouth will tell of your righteous acts, of your deeds of salvation all the day. For their number is past my knowledge. With the mighty deeds of the Lord God, I will come. I will remind them of your righteousness and yours alone. In Psalm 22, David said, I will tell of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. Our Christian life should be one of continual outward and upward focus. And so we've got lots to do. I don't know how you're feeling about the holiday season. You know, here we are, right? Tomorrow is, and then it just rolls on through, and before you know it, we're here at the first of the year. And so for some of you, maybe you're just like raring to go and you're super excited, and for some of you, maybe this is going to be some of the most difficult you've ever faced. We can face it with thankfulness. Amen. We can face it with thankfulness. We got lots to do, and we do have thanks, things to be thankful for. We can thank God for the peace of Christ, and we can let it rule in our hearts. Let it rule. We can have thanks in our hearts for his word, and we can let it dwell in us richly by teaching it, by correcting with it. We can sing to each other, sing to him. We can quote psalms and hymns and spiritual songs through this whole season with thankfulness in our hearts. And in everything that we do, we can give him thanks through Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord, it's a tough time in our church. You know that. It's just tough. But Lord, you are good. And you are all powerful. And you know. And so, Lord, we thank you. Lord, I'm thankful for Brother Bill's testimony. My sin, not in part, but the whole. If we didn't have anything else after that, Lord, that's enough to give you thanks forever. thank you for salvation. We do want to thank you for your word. Thankful for this church, your body of believers, and not just the body that's gathered here, Lord, but your body throughout the whole world, Lord, of believers who love you and are serving you. We're thankful for them, Lord. We're thankful that we can find your church wherever we go, Lord. Thankful for that. Help us, Lord. Help us as we go and do the things that we have to do, as we do the next thing, Lord. Whatever the next right thing is for us to do, we pray that you would help us to do it with thankfulness in our hearts to you through Jesus Christ, our Lord. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. Amen.